Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
On the program today, we're talking with Paulini, singer-musician, the young Fijian-born songstress who came a long way since winning the Hearts of the Nation in 2004, Michael, on the first TV series of Australian Idol.
Well, I think she was probably one of my favourites in that first series. And of course, you know, so much was made of the gold dress.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But the wonderful thing about Paulini is she really has created this extraordinary career out of the music industry. Particularly globally. You know, she's just performed in China. And, you know, I think we know her very well here in this part of the world, but she's making a mark.
With a 5-octave vocal range and engaging personality, she joins us on the program. What does that all mean?
Hello, how are you,
Paulini?
Wow, you guys are so nice. Thank you.
What was the experience in China like?
Wow, that was an amazing experience. I went over there to do the opening of the table tennis tournament, and it's just amazing. The fans instantly kind of, you know, follow you, and I can't believe how big table tennis is in China and Europe, but it was unbelievable.
Michael, put those ping pong balls away, please. We're not playing table tennis today.
Now, listen, do you head home to Fiji much?
Oh, look, I try and go every year, but last year I couldn't go. I try and go over Christmas. Last year I couldn't go because I was just way too busy. But, you know, maybe this year, if I'm not working, then I'm definitely going to be in Fiji.
I notice you've added songwriting to your wonderful resume.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess for me, now that I'm getting into songwriting and also producing my own stuff, it's a totally different area of music for me. You know, I love it because I can just emotionally put everything into the song, and I know that every word, every lyric is mine. Mm. And it makes a huge difference from, you know, just kind of getting someone else's song and doing your own version of it. This is your song. It belongs to you. You know, you're connected to it. So for me, it's one of the best things I've ever done.
You've got a big year ahead with a concert throughout Australia, and you're off to Germany and New York. Is that pretty much what your life's like now? You know, you're on the road a lot.
It's really weird. It's funny because a few of my songs have been released by other artists in Japan and Germany and South Africa. So it's kind of this whole songwriting thing, and you know, Albert's have helped me out so much.
Yeah.
Has just kind of bigger than I thought it would be, and I've been traveling so much and doing writing camps like all over the world, and you know, I'm going to be going over to Germany to do a few shows there, and New York, and I got invited from by Susan Sarandon, who, you know, I mean, I'm sure you guys know who she is, the actress, to perform at her spin clubs, and that was like kind of a spin out for me. You know, I was like, wow, okay, I'd love to.
But good on you. You deserve it, Paulini. You know, you are talented, and you know, this is part of your journey, and you need to really believe in that because it's just fantastic.
It's a great story. Now, I love New York. You love New York, Michael.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened in New York for you? Because something happened there.
Just the vibe is amazing, and my song Fire, the song Fireman, the idea came from there. I was walking down Brooklyn, and you know, a fire truck drove past. And I literally saw a bunch of girls at the bus stop, like screaming and trying to get, you know, their attention, like waving at them.
It's a pretty raunchy track, though, Pauline. Come
on. It is a raunchy track.
You've knocked it up a notch.
Exactly.
It's hot and steamy.
And I'm also celebrating the fact that, you know, women, you know, love a man in uniform, and some men, so, you know, why not?
Well, it wasn't Michael and I driving that truck, I can tell you. Paulini, look, good luck with your concerts. We'll have to go backstage and get some backstage photos and do something there. That'd be cool.
I'd love you guys to come.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.